A former Wellington man who was acquitted of the murder of Terry King in 1999 is now a suspect in a torture chamber case in the Netherlands. William Jan Haanstra, who is 43, has been named as one of nine people arrested after Dutch police discovered seven shipping containers converted into a makeshift prison and a soundproofed torture chamber. The chamber came complete with a dentist chair and tools including pliers, scalpels and handcuffs. In 1999, the then 22-year-old Haanstra was living in Miramar with his family, who had emigrated to New Zealand from the Netherlands. He was charged over the murder of Mr. King, whose body had been found in the Tararuas with a gunshot wound to the back of the head, but was acquitted by a jury after a two-month trial in the High Court at Wellington. Now, a short time ago, I spoke to Dutch correspondent and court reporter Stephanie Vandenberg, who says the story began in April when the police revealed they had hacked into the encrypted messaging system of an organised crime network.
They could basically see what criminals were planning in real time. And as part of that, they discovered that some people were chatting with each other about this kind of torture chamber. And then in July, they actually found, I think, seven containers, one of which contained basically a torture chamber. They released a video of this. This is really like a horror movie torture chamber where it's all soundproofed. There's a dentist chair bolted to the floor. There's handcuffs hanging from the ceiling, and they found a whole array of instruments which they think would have been used for torture, which include garden shears, pincers, hammers, scalpels, saws, gas burners. It's really quite horrific when you see the arsenal of weapons that they have.
And this, by the sounds of it, was a very sophisticated operation.
Yes, it seems that they also found, when they found the containers, another container contained fake police uniforms, for instance. So it looked like they had all these criminal things planned that they needed this container for. And now the suspects have been in court since in a kind of procedural hearing to plan the actual trial. And they say, no, this torture chamber was just kind of for show. This was meant to scare people off, but we weren't actually going to use it.
Okay, now we've learned that an ex-Wellington man is one of the suspects. What can you tell us about him? He was acquitted of Terry King's murder in New Zealand. Is that drawing attention?
It is, in the sense that he's one of the nine suspects, and he's not one of the main people expected of building this torture chamber, but he's definitely involved with this group of people. Here he's characterized as a career criminal, and the New Zealand murder has gotten the attention of the Dutch papers, and they've also linked him to a 2008 Rotterdam cold case murder that he was also in the picture for as a suspect, but then also acquitted or let go by the police for lack of evidence, which is essentially what also happened in the New Zealand case, as I understand it. So it seems that this New Zealand man, after he was acquitted in New Zealand, kind of continued his life, drug dealing and life of crime, and just moved his operation to the Netherlands.
He was acquitted, as you say, of the murder. Will that be something that's a factor in court in the Netherlands, or would that be disregarded?
I think it would be a factor in the sense that it was established in that case that he was dealing ecstasy, and so it's a factor in his kind of criminal background, but maybe not essentially the murder. It's all over the media that he was involved in this, potentially involved in this Rotterdam cold case. So I've seen also media reports that the family of the victim in Rotterdam is hoping that that case will maybe now be reopened because he is in custody for this crime, that maybe people will now come forward. So maybe that will also happen in New Zealand. I think it's definitely on the radar of the Dutch prosecutors that he has this past.
Is it fair to say this is a big case in the Netherlands?
Yes, it's a huge case. I mean, this kind of sophisticated torture chamber was like all over the news when it happened. And this is the kind of level of organization that you don't really see so much out in the open ever. But I think this is all also because they hacked these encrypted cell phone conversations. And there's a lot of big Dutch criminal cases coming to light because of that. So I think for the next few years, which the police also said, there will be years and years of criminal cases from these hacked conversations, because essentially they could see in real time what criminals were planning. And with the torture chamber, they also said that they were sending each other messages about potential victims they wanted to kidnap and take to the chamber, and the police actually stepped in and warned those targets so that these people weren't kidnapped. So this is really a really big investigation where there will see a lot of fallout from that in criminal cases.
And that was Dutch correspondent and court reporter Stephanie Vandenberg.